From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. More information is available at Acura.com.
Once again, the war on Christmas is on this holiday season, and I found out about the newest threat to America's holy holiday during an innocent shopping excursion with my family. Each Christmas, my parents and the allied force of my brother and I debate over which star to put on our tree. My parents want what's called the Death Star, so named for its sharp metal points that could potentially gouge a person's skull. My brother and I prefer a more beautiful and far less life-threatening star. So to search for a mutually agreed-upon star to top our tree, we went to a home decorating store where, as we found out, you won't find a Christmas star. You won't find any stars. Their only offering for topping your non-denominational holiday foliage is an Eiffel Tower. Sickening. The French government has reached all the way over to America and hijacked Christmas. Bill O'Reilly warned that this war was upon us. He told us all about those secular progressives who were trying to water down Christmas as part of their agenda to, quote, legalize narcotics, euthanasia, abortion, and gay marriage. We scorned him, but now it's easy to see that he was spot on about this war. The French have taken our holiday, and I say we take it back. Unless we act soon, Christmas as we know it will become a ceremony devoid of any religious meaning, filled with commercialized traditions, rituals derived from pagans, and a mascot based on a Turkish saint who rode a camel. Know the stakes, America. This war could mean no Easter egg hunts this April, just spring chicken zygote search and recovery festivals. In the meantime, the Death Star debate will continue in my family, and I'll be tuned in to Fox News to get all the latest developments from the front lines of the war on Christmas. With a perspective, I'm Nico Savage.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.